Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Moncrief on News Talk.
CIE has just completed the task of digitising its archive, a record that stretches back to the 19th century and covers roads, canals, trams and 68 different railway companies. Kevin Forkin is Group Archivist for CIE. Good afternoon, Kevin.
Can you hear me, Sean?
I can hear you now. There you are. Sorry about that. No, I think something, you know, they didn't put the money in the meter. How far back do the records go for CIE?
No problem, Sean. We actually have stuff that goes back to the early 18th century. We have land deeds for all the land that CIE owns, and it owns a lot of land, where all the railways are and were. But most of those are closed records. So the actual records that people, the public can view, go back to the early 19th century.
Right, okay. Now, of course, it's worth, before people start texting in, wouldn't have been CIE then, but it was, I suppose, stuff that CIE took over after the foundation of the state. People will be very familiar with the Percy French song about the West Clare Railway. The West Clare Railway didn't take too kindly to that.
No, they didn't. So if anyone knows the song, are you right there, Michael? It was composed by Percy French following a court case he took against the West Clare Railway after turning up, I think, 4.5 hours late for what we would now call a gig down in Kilkee. So he sued the West Clare. Apparently, he turned up late for the court date in Ennis and told the judge it was because of the West Clare that he turned up late. But he sued them and he won, and then he wrote the song. Now, we don't have Percy French's archives here, but we do have the archives of the West Clare Railway, including the board minutes where this case was discussed and all the other various cases that the West Clare fought and lost.
The various railway companies, they were operating different lines in different parts of Ireland, but was that the case?
Yeah, Sean, you might hear my accent. I grew up in Donegal, where there's no railways today. But I did grow up within sight of what was the old Finn Valley Railway line. And I do recall playing on the track bed, although I didn't know it was a track bed when I was a young fella. So that was one of the many, many companies we have ourselves. I think 68 companies that all merged to form various bigger railway companies, and then finally emerged to form the Great Southern Railways Company in 1924-25, which then became CIE. But also, as well as myself growing up in Donegal with very little railway heritage, one would think my father actually grew up in Toom and lived right beside the railway station there, and still tells the stories about playing cowboys and Indians around the trains, and perhaps, although not to be quoted, jumping onto moving train wagons.
Back in the day, these individual companies would have been profitable.
Some of them were not so profitable. There was always a process of taking over railways, but small companies being taken over by bigger companies. I think not unlike startups today, some of them were getting capital, laying down track and hoping to be bought up by one of the bigger companies to actually operate the lines, and so the shareholders would make a profit.
Ah, right, I see. And it's also worth remembering that, I suppose, and we're talking about more or less the route of the Dart now, at least from kind of Howth to Greystones, that route. That was the first of its kind in the world, was it?
Well, the Dublin and Kingstown Railway Company that built that was the first railway in Ireland, and it's termed the first suburban railway or the first commuter line in the world, perhaps it was. But yeah, that's the line that's still in use there between what's now Pierce Station and Dunleary. And we hold a full set of records for the company, the Dublin and Kingstown Railway Company, including board minutes, which have all been digitised, letterbooks, all kinds of things. But one of the really, I think, gems of our collection, particularly in relation to this company, is we have the specification and estimate for the railway line, which tells us exactly how they plan to build it and how much they estimated it would cost. And this is down to the mechanics of building embankments, what grade of stone was used, what grade of iron was used for the rails. And if anyone's ever travelled that line, I'm sure many people have, you might see there is a quite ornate footbridge around Black Rock with a little tower in it. Mm. And that was built especially for Lord Cloncurry, who owned land there. He didn't really want a railway to go past, but they eventually paid him off with money and with this ornate access to his bathing area over the other side of the tracks.
Well, I've got to ask, Kevin, as far as you know, did it come in on budget?
Absolutely not. I think it came in on time, but I don't think it came in on budget. I think the estimate we have gives a grand total of £83,000 in old money. Far as I know, it cost multiples of that to actually build the railway.
All right, okay, so things haven't changed that much. Also interesting to see that, of course, Dublin particularly used to have much more tram lines. And so can you see, is there a gradual process where the tram lines disappeared and were replaced by bus routes?
Yeah, absolutely. So Dublin, as you say, had an extensive tram network, and a lot of the numbers on the trams correspond to the Dublin bus numbers now, such as particularly the lower numbers, such as the 1 and the 3 and things like that. But yes, there was an extensive tram network. It was run by mainly by the Dublin United Tramways Company, which was owned by the notorious William Martin Murphy, who my daughters, reading their Sarah Carey books, tell me all about. But from the 1920s, 30s onwards, the Dublin United Tramways Company was gradually moving to buses. And at the same time, there was also a lot of competition from other smaller bus companies, you know, running out to Clondalkin or Lucan or Ballymun and places like that, who would be jumping in front of the trams, parking their buses on the tracks sometimes to try and gain more passengers. But then, yeah, around 1945, the Dublin United Tramways Company was merged into CIE, and from then the kind of the takeover of buses really, really took off. And I think around the late 40s, early 50s, they eventually ran the last tram and then tarmacked over or took up the tram lines.
Yeah, yeah. How can people see these archives? Can you go online and access them?
Yes. Yeah, so we have catalogued all of the key corporate records of all of these railway companies. We've digitised most of the board minutes. The rest will be done by the middle of next year. And people can go online onto archives.cie.ie and have a look through the catalogue. There's a nice little map interface there. They can search their local areas and see what archives we've linked to it. And if what they're looking for is in the catalogue but not digitised, they can come and visit the archives. We're based at Houston Station.
Fascinating stuff, Kevin. Thank you so much for speaking with us today. That was Kevin Forkin there, Group Archivist for CIE.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.